Alrighty, John Oran, Puck News, joins us to talk about the NFL. Really some TV rights when it comes to the NFL. John, who's mad at who right now? Give us the latest.
Oh, everybody's mad at everybody right now. I'm most interested in who's mad at who in college football. I know that you asked about the NFL, but how about Ohio State and Barstool Sports, David Portnoy? That's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's the latest there is Ohio State's basically saying, no, we didn't ban him. You guys are silly geese. What happened?
Basically, David Portnoy said that he was banned from going inside of Ohio State. Ohio State's AD said that he wasn't banned. And what this basically is to bring it back to media, Portnoy is about to start a career as an on-air talent for Fox Sports on their college football pregame show. This Saturday happens to be Lee Corso's last game on College Game Day on ESPN. And all anybody's talking about, at least on my timeline, is Ohio State and Dave Portnoy. And so Dave Portnoy is creating a lot of controversy that's going to guarantee some tune-in for Fox's pregame show. This is exactly why Fox went out and hired Portnoy and why Fox ended up cozying up to Barstool.
I was going to say, isn't this kind of the way these companies are trending? Is it's the clicks and the eyeballs and the social media presence. Like these are not traditional Big J journalists or even traditional analysts at the desk. You know, I think College Game Day had, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, it was like a famous Peloton instructor that they hired. And, you know, you've got Portnoy. Like, I think that's what we're doing, right? We're getting personalities from other realms.
Yeah, and College Game Day, of course, has Pat McAfee as sort of that's their version of Dave Portnoy over there. But that's what's so interesting about Lee Corso to me is that Lee Corso, his whole career has been much more as like an entertainer than it has been sort of a X's and O's analyst on set. So the whole idea about college football pregame shows is all about the entertainment and getting crowds into it much more so than trying to decide who's going to win because of various analyses.
What will the ESPN NFL relationship look like?
That's a good question. There's really not a good answer to that right now. I can tell you that some of the things that I'm going to be taking a look at is ESPN right now. They do have a really big editorial arm, and they have an investigative unit that writes really good and tough stories about ESPN's league partners, like the NBA and the NFL, the college football. What I'm going to be looking at is to see if they still get the same amount of support as they've always gotten at ESPN, or whether that shrinks a little bit. I don't think that ESPN is going to necessarily get any better games because their relationship with the NFL. The NFL is poised to take a 10% ownership stake in ESPN. But the NFL also happens to have an ownership stake in CBS as well, which is another NFL partner. So this is the NFL sort of propping up a little bit traditional media, especially as everybody's going to streaming. And we just don't know yet. We're waiting to see how the NFL is going to treat these networks or media companies any differently.
How about this dispute? YouTube, Fox, we ended our show with this news last night that dropped that there's a carriage fight now. It seems like no matter what I have, Fox or CBS is fighting with somebody constantly. Is there any chance I'm going to miss Ohio State, Texas on Saturday?
There's a small chance that you're going to miss it. My bet is they're going to come up with a deal right before that game. But what's unique about this is that just last week, Fox launched a direct-to-consumer app called Fox One. So if they don't come to a deal, you can download Fox One for $20. You'll be able to stream the game. And I think YouTube has said that if Fox drops its channels, they'll rebate you $10. So there are other options for you without actually getting rid of YouTube TV. But I've been covering these types of fights for literally three decades. They're going to come to an agreement. At some point, they are going to come to an agreement.
Real quick, not necessarily football related. Baseball broadcasting rights. Locally, it's still kind of up in the air. It seems like now there's maybe one contender. Well, I'd love for you to get into that. But just in general, where does baseball broadcasting rights go?
Are you talking about nationally or for the Nationals?
Yeah, local here for the Nationals, but then nationally as well.
Locally for the Nationals, I keep hearing Masson is the people I know that work for Masson sound pretty confident that they'll be able to renew a deal with the Nats, which I find to be interesting because I would think that Ted Leonsis and Monumental would be the most likely ones to get those rights. But that's still sort of up in the air to see what happens with that. Nationally, Fox and TBS still have the top two packages, and they're going to have them for the next 3 years going through 2028. ESPN pulled out of its package, and you're going to see Sunday Night Baseball move to NBC next season. You're going to see the wild card playoff round. That's going to move to Peacock and NBC next season. And what's most interesting is the Home Run Derby that ESPN always carried. That's heading over to Netflix. So you'll be able to watch the Home Run Derby on Netflix next year. ESPN's going to stick with baseball. They're going to have some midweek game on Wednesday night, maybe, or I'm not sure which night. I don't think baseball knows quite yet which night. And also through the ESPN app, which also launched last week, you will be able to stream out-of-market games, MLB.tv, through the ESPN app. So that's a pretty big deal for ESPN.
John, awesome. As always, good insight. Love
Thank
talking
you,
about the media and sports with you. Thank you.
I feel like I just passed my final exam, guys. Thanks.
Love it.
Yes, you did, with flying colors.